Welcome to the Spotlight with Sean Taylor podcast, Pizza Month edition. October is National Pizza Month, and I, Sean Taylor, am on my fifth annual mission to eat a slice of pizza a day at 31 different locations with at least one witness. This podcast is an audio log of my quest for the 31 days of pizza. Today was day 23 of Pizza Month 2006, and I went to Lombardi's Pizzeria. I met up with
Valerie Taylor
and Matt Floyd,
and I ordered three slices of cheese and one slice of pepperoni. It's day 23, October 23rd, and we are at Lombardi's, located at the corner of Spring and Mott Street.
This is the first time you guys have been here, right?
Right.
Cool. The pizza's just arrived, and it's fresh mozzarella, and there's plenty on the cheese pizza. There's fresh mozzarella, basil sliced. What would you call that? Diced, kind of the basil.
Yeah.
And then there's plenty of parmesan spread about it too, and you can almost see the spices in the sauce. There's a lot of sauce being revealed. You know, very thin crust, coal fired. You can see the chard on the outside, and holds up pretty nicely. It's pretty sturdy. There's some bubbles on the outside. The pepperoni has some bubbles on the outside as well. It's a small pepperoni, but still pretty big size. The pepperonis do that thing where they curl up on the outsides because the... Well, grease bucket is not a technical term, but it's... but it's something to do with, like, the heat really makes the whole thing want to shrivel up, but because the grease goes inside of it, it becomes concave and stores it. But... let's just eat it, right?
Yeah.
So I just finished eating three slices of cheese and one slice of pepperoni. The pepperoni was in a part of a small pie, but small was pretty big. I mean, look at the difference there. I guess that I like that they call it a small and a large, though, rather than a medium, because that always bothered me at Pizza Hut. We didn't sell smalls. We only had we only sold larges and mediums. But how could it be a medium if there was no small?
They do that with cups and drinks and everything, too.
Yeah. Well, as far as this pizza, just to talk about this pizza, though, it is so delicious. Lombardi's Pizza, I guess it's the oldest pizzeria, and there's a reason why it's still around. This is the sauce is delicious. So the fact that in recent years I've noticed that they've decreased the amount of cheese... that's on. Why is she mean?
Why is she what?
Why is Valerie mean?
Because she won't give me any pizza. Of her pizza.
Of the one slice that I have.
She's selfish.
I'm already eating, even though we have four
left
over.
So we do have four slices left over. Three cheese and one pepperoni. But there's talk that maybe because Valerie and Matt are going to be leaving tomorrow, maybe they'll have them for breakfast as a... pre-airport food. Sometimes that's a lot better than the stuff they have to offer at the airport. So, and this is Lombardi's Pizza, so you won't have coal-fired pizza until you come back or find one. There might be a coal-fired pizza place in Tennessee.
Cleveland.
Well, just one last thing I'll say about this pizza is I really like how the coal-fired pizza crust holds the form. You know, it holds the shape. It is flimsy when you lift it up horizontally, but when you fold it the way New Yorkers do, it sort of then has some architectural integrity and keeps the sauce and the cheese together. And the fresh mozzarella cheese is so good. I wonder if it's that unpasteurized buffalo or.
Is this in Nepal?
This isn't one of the Naples approved ones. Or it hasn't been approved by Nepal either. Nepal might have really good pizza, though.
I have high standards.
You should try the Bangladesh pizza. You like Nepal. The bubbles didn't bother me. Bubbles tend to bother me because they're just like empty space. They push the sauce and the cheese to the side. But I think these were like warts. Although now that paints a bad image.
Much better.
Pizza warts. That's why I couldn't make it to work yesterday. Pizza warts. So this is the first time you've been to Lombardi's, right, Valerie?
That's correct.
And would you come back if you were in New York?
All the time.
It is really good. What do you think differentiates this pizza from, say, standard pizza either you get here in New York or that you get in Tennessee or Florida?
Well, let me begin with the cold-fired part of this pizza, because really that makes a big difference to me, as even opposed to a regular slice of New York pizza, which is really good. This has that very, like what you said, architecturally...
Sound.
Crust is very, it's so crispy, and the top is so warm and hot when you first get it, and it's just
that.
A really great combination there. Whereas usually when you pick up pizza, it just flops right down in front of you and has no, it's kind of mushy sometimes. This isn't like that. Plus, I'm not a huge, huge cheese fan. I do like cheese, but I don't like, all I'm eating to be cheese.
Yeah.
So I really like that. The cheese they put on here is really quality, but still kind of sparse. Like, it's
minimal,
not,
yeah.
Yeah, and they have a lot of sauce.
Oh, we haven't settled up. You want to settle up now, don't you? Because it's closing.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's okay.
All right, we'll do that right now. So we did kind of get here right before closing. So they've already shut the gates around us, but we're recording, so we'll keep on going. Matt, you, did you eat any of the pizza today?
Yes, I did, like three or four slices.
And a bite of Valerie's slice.
And a bite of Valerie's.
Eat without her approval.
Actually, I think all pepperoni, which was good because I didn't like the Patsy... Grimaldi's. I didn't like the Grimaldi's pepperoni, but I did like the Lombardi's pepperoni. So.
What do you think the difference was?
I have no idea. I think the cheese was thicker on this one.
It is, you know.
I like thick cheese, so that's why I liked it.
I can see that. Like the pepperoni has a lot more cheese on it, whereas the cheese doesn't.
I did thick cheese, so that's why I like this the most.
Yeah, and I'm more of a sauce person. I prefer the cheese. Although the pepperonis here are hand cut, and then they are delicious. The Frank Sinatra just got turned off, so they are really closing up. They probably want us to settle up this bill. So I'll turn this on for now. We're going to go get some Spumoni after this. This is the last day in New York for Matt and Valerie. Talk about what you want to do with your last day in New York City.
What I want to do with my last day? Well, since we're leaving tomorrow, our plane leaves at 12. So I don't think we're going to have a whole lot of time tomorrow to do anything else other than get to the airport. I would like to take a shower because I've managed to not take a shower the entire time I've been here.
Oh,
which
great.
Is
That's
probably
great.
Really embarrassing.
Are you bragging?
Matt did. Matt took a shower.
Matt did take
Matt
a shower.
Valerie 0. The rest of the world, about 7. Do you not like my shower?
You're disgusting. So you're a fatty and a stinky.
Is that endearing? Is that endearing to hear that you're fatty?
This is what a working relationship is like.
She won't let me have a pizza.
I didn't wash my hair, and Matt didn't wash his hair either, though.
That's
he
true.
Did take a shower, but he
hair.
Did not wash his hair. His looks a lot more
so
greasy than mine.
One week of greasy New York grime in my
yeah,
hair.
Yeah, me too. I do wash my face every night and morning.
Is it grimier here in New York? Then
it is. Yes. It's grimier and a lot more exhaust gets blown in my face, and it's a little bit trashier. I mean, not trashy as in trashy people. Cleveland is trashier people, but
the people in Cleveland are like, "Oh, Valerie, I want to hear about what you did. I want to go check on your podcast, your brother's podcast, see what you said about us and pizza
and pizza."
Do you do an impression of a typical Tennessee resident?
I don't do that.
You know, people in you know, people from Boston, they always say park the car in the garage. Or, you know,
I'm not great at accents. I don't know. Just the last time I was in Cleveland, the big thing I remember is the lady who worked at Walgreens. She didn't understand what I said because she kept on thinking with my thick northern accent. You know, she just couldn't. She just couldn't get what I was saying. I was saying bedhead for a bedhead product, and she kept saying bedhead? Bedhead? Bed? Is that bed? And it, ugh, bed. Finally, she got the
pickup line.
Bed.
No? Oh, okay.
No.
Yeah, that's the response.
Now.
No is 2/3 of now. So we're gonna go get some spumoni. But thanks for listening to this one.
Thank you for tuning in to the Spotlight with Sean Taylor podcast, Pizza Month edition. Please stay subscribed and follow me in my quest for the 31 days of pizza.